Okay, so just like from yesterday, just the client's pushing me a little bit, but the Gemara, the flow of the Gemara is it says that if you throw it against the wall and it goes less than 4 yechayev. So the Gemara is asking, what's going on here? I'm sorry, your pot there. It goes less than 4 your pot there. So it's like, saying, oh, what's going on here? Either nichala, if it's nicha for the guy that he simply doesn't care, he's just throwing it, it can go long, it can go short, and that's why he's chayev if it goes very far, because he doesn't care. And even if it goes short, who cares? He doesn't care. He's just stomp throwing a ball. He's throwing it, whatever. There's no particular das which you're imputing to the guy, so then whatever is good. He should be chayev no matter what. Elamai will tell me the reason why he's put there by short is because it's specifically a case where the guy doesn't want it to go short. So then, what's the difference between if he doesn't want it to go long, then he's going to be put there if it goes long. Then why are you choosing long as opposed to short? It's short as opposed to long. It's the same thing. So where it says, no, it must be, Ravina is deducing, Rashi is deducing that the Braisa must be holding a new idea that there's a stam das of a guy throwing a ball. And even if you don't have any knowledge about him, the stam das of a guy throwing a ball against the wall is that it's a long throw. And therefore, if it goes short, then you say potter. And the burden proves on you, show me that's not the case. But this is stam das. That's the point, the chiddush of the brisa, that the halacha recognizes a stam das of throwing balls against the wall. Okay, fine. Okay, so the Rambam says, if you throw rock against the wall, this is in Shrosel Shosna Vishkimel Yubayez, if you throw Zorik Tzor B'Kosel, throw rock and solve a chazor even the chor of a harga chayv misas bezdin shemikal chuibas. So he's amazed apparently. Chayv misa because it's from your kavach, it's from your strength. So you throw the rock off the wall and it bounces back. Your chayv. Mechenias masachin beikar dorshes urbam hegargo. And also if you're playing ball, throwing the ball against the wall, and you warn the guy, the silchar b'amos p'turim. If it's within 4 amos, you're potter. Chutz me'amos filosof me'achayv. So if it's more than 4 amos, you're very far. You're still chayv. It's fine, it's as long as it has enough power to kill the guy. Okay, so the problem is, why is it that less than 4 is potter no matter what? If we're talking about mezid, then who really cares? You warn the guy, you say, listen, don't do it. If you throw it at the guy less than 4, you're mechayev, and he says, afal pikein, what's the problem? And also, why by the rock doesn't he say this? It's only by the wall. So the Meiri says like this, let's read the Meiri. Okay, he says, hey, miskavin laharug zarek lotsuar. So you're trying to kill a guy, throw a rock, and a mechata is rikaso, and it basically goes off, and nizrika v'kosel, and it hits the wall, v'chazra l'achorah, and it bounces off, v'hargaso chayev, and it kills me chayev. Sh'avzeh kochol gomor, because that's really your full kawach. That's the fun, that's your kawach. Eilon sh'achim v'kadar ala kosel b'koch, k'dishtar b'hachzeh harbi l'achorah. People, you throw the ball to the wall, strongly, in order that it will bounce off very far. Imesha sh'chazra l'achorah hikso v'silchar v'amos potter. If when it comes back, it hits the guy within 4 amos, you're patar. She'ein zakocha, because that's not your kawach. That's not your kawach. She'afilu naflama e'leha al hakosel, because even if it hit the wall by itself, fell on the wall by itself, he chozeres la'achoreha arba amos. It will return back 4 amos. It will come back. But if it hits you, the guy after 4 amos, further than 4 amos, chayev. Because that is really his complete koch. Okay, same thing by galas. Uvitzor, by the rock, miha ein l'chalek bein arba liyasar me'arba. Right, by a rock, you don't differentiate between more and less than 4. Mitoch kveda, because it's heavy. Ain dark alachso lachorel kolkach. It's not normal for it to go back to bounce off that far. Fine. V'chein kolkiyotzi v'chol odvar l'firos en yadayim. So he says that the judges have to judge these things. These aren't like solid categories. The judges have to basically use their judgment in the particulars here. Okay. So the problem is, what does he mean? That if you throw it off the wall, it's not really your kavach. Because it would have bounced off the wall anyways, right? If it just fell on its own. But it didn't fall on its own. You threw it. And you threw it off the wall, and it's bouncing off the wall because you threw it. And it hit the guy. So who cares if it's less than 4 amos, what it would have done for less than 4. You know, if you didn't throw it. Point is, it's still your koach. Matt's pointing out, I mean, apparently Rashi, at least the first part of Rashi, which we read, and Tosfos, reject this. They hold that amazed you're chayev no matter what. And you give the guy a straw, you're chayev. Tosa says, why shouldn't you be? So whatever argument we give for now, that makes pretty good sense, right? Mm-hmm. And it's the Meiri and the Rambam we don't understand. But I guess in theory, if we have a good, very good explanation for the Rambam and the Meiri, then we may have to figure out why Rashi and Tosa reject it.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. That the question is, what action did you do? Okay? What action did you do? So I would say that when you throw the ball, I don't know which one to start with. How about this? If you throw the ball at short, hits the wall, it goes foremost, I'll say that you threw the ball at the wall. That's what you did. You were throwing the ball at the wall. Now, when balls hit walls, they go foremost, or they go less, they go a little bit. That's just what happens. But you were just throwing the ball at the wall. And then it just did whatever balls do when they hit walls. Like, that's just what they do. They go a few amos. But if you want to know what's my action was throwing the ball at the wall. Then the natural thing is that walls deflect balls to four amos, or within four amos. So, of course, I was the cause for the ball to go off, you know, to go off the wall. But my action is an action of throwing it at the wall. Okay? And therefore, that action isn't what killed him. Killed him is the bounce back. And I was just the cause of that bounce back. Okay, that's just part of what happens when you throw a ball at the wall. It's like a result. So I caused that result to take place, but it's really the ball, the wall-ball interaction, the natural automatic wall-ball interaction, which is what killed him. And my action was just throwing it at the wall. But if I throw the ball, let's say, at the wall, and then it ricochets back 100 feet and kills the guy, something like that, so then you'll say, what's my action? Can't say my action is just throwing it at the wall, but I was throwing it at the guy via the wall. I was just throwing it at a wall. If I was just throwing it at the wall, it would have just bounced a little tiny little bit. But you see, it had a long flight way after the wall. I'm not just throwing the ball at the wall, that's what I'm doing. I'm playing a game, throwing a long distance. What I'm doing is there's an activity. This is the nature of the game. A person, you go close to the wall, and it's like you get a lot of strength in your hit, and you throw it at a target far away using the wall as your medium, or as whatever, as your bouncer. Right? So then my action is an action of pegging the guy off the wall, or throwing it very far while using the wall. So I'm just using the wall then as a vehicle of my koach being directed in that direction. I'm not throwing in that direction. I give it a momentum towards the wall, and I know the properties of the wall, and then I throw it at him. I'm throwing it at him. There's a wall, so that's my zertzicha. You know what I mean? But again, if I throw it, if he's close to the wall, then my action, I'm not throwing it at him, and then I'm throwing it at the wall. And because the distance of going off the wall is not part of my action, that's just the natural, minimal wall-wall interaction. So I threw it at the wall, so now I just caused the thing to come off. But when it's a rock, so rocks don't have this natural rock-wall interaction, because sometimes rocks don't bounce well, and they just go straight to the floor. So therefore, no matter how far it is, if I throw it and it bounces and it ricochets off and hits the guy, then that's what I was doing. I was throwing it at him, the rock at him, using the wall. You know what I mean? Because you can't say I'm just throwing it at the wall. Because if I threw it at the wall, it would have just fell flat. So it must be I was really doing an action of pegging him using the wall. I'm not saying you're not a gorim. I mean, you're definitely a bad guy. You're a shofech dam. It would be like tying a guy up in front of a lion. You know that that's what happens when you're a gorim. You're doing an action of throwing the ball off the wall. Throwing the ball at the wall. Throwing the ball at the wall naturally does is it causes a little bit of a bounce. But so you're causing it. And if you're planning on it and you gave the guy a sra, so the guy's a rasha, he's a shofech dam. But there's no meiser tzicha because the action is an action of throwing it at the wall. And then you're not chayav for. That's just a gorim. As if you straight up, I'm throwing the ball in a certain direction. I'm throwing it right in that direction. Okay, so if you just look mechanically, what am I doing? I'll say I'm throwing the ball at the wall. Throwing the ball at the wall. So that's fine. You could say that, and as long as it only goes to the wall, and the natural result of throwing balls at walls, the minimal natural result of it going a little bit, you'll say that's what I was doing. I was doing an action of throwing the ball at the wall. That's just part of throwing a ball at a wall. But once the ball goes a huge distance and the guy goes close to the wall and it goes a huge distance, then you can't say I was throwing the ball at the wall. That's not the action which you're doing. The action of throwing the ball at the wall, it doesn't go 100 feet off the wall. That's not what happens. You're not throwing the ball at the wall. You're throwing the ball at him using the wall as your bouncer. You know what I mean? So the nature of your action, by the fact that it goes very far, you're partaking of a different type of an activity. It's a new activity, even though they are looking at the wall and your force is going towards the wall, you're really partaking of a different activity of throwing it far, you know, ricocheting it at the guy. But if you throw it and it just goes the minimal distance off the wall, so then you'll say there's nothing to remove it from being the character of the action or just throwing the ball at a wall. And it goes a little bit, yeah, well, that's what happens when you throw it. That's what happens with walls. So throwing a ball at a wall is an action which causes the wall to do its thing. So now the wall is the force of the wall, the koach of the wall is what really did it. It wasn't my koach, it was the koach of the wall. I just threw it at the wall, now the wall gave its koach. But the wall's koach doesn't go 100 feet. So if I throw it like that, then it's my koach is basically making it go all the way there. So Matt asks a good question. He says, I could hear that if you're throwing the ball at the guy, like a light throw, and it goes right off the wall and hits the guy, you know, very close to the wall, you know, a little lob. Fine, that's the nature of a wall. But let's say you throw it super duper hard and the ball was going to go a million feet after that. And it just happened to be the guy was standing right there and it just nailed him. And it didn't go further because of the fact that, you know, not because of you, just because the guy happened to be there. So if that's the case, so then it's hard to say that was the koach of the wall. That was the koach of my throw. My throw was really a big koach. Right? So, I mean, you could just say, on a basic level, you just have to objectify things. But I think the more specifically is that, we said this before, you don't know how hard the guy threw it. Like, we can't go into the bezin and say the speed of the ball was going at whatever miles an hour. Because the way you define the maisa is based upon the objective data in the maisa. So, like, remember, it says the distance. It says, the Rambam says, is that we had this problem. As Rambam says, that you have to look at the distance. If it's 2 amas versus 10 amas versus 100 amas. If it's 2 amas, he says, then it's light. It's a light throw. If it's 10 amas, then it's harder. And if it's 100 amas, then it gets lighter after time. So how does it work out that, I mean, does greater distance cause it to go faster or slower? So he said, it's the throw ball 2 amas. The guy could have been a little bit of a lob. So an action of throwing a ball 2 amas isn't a killer action. Now, maybe you threw it very hard, but like the nature of the action of 2 amas could be a lob. Objectively, the action of throwing 2 amas isn't a killer action. Throwing it 10 amas, it already has to have force to it. And throwing it right into 100 amas, it already slows down. So I say the same thing here, is that throwing a ball off a wall, hitting a guy within 4 amas, is the nature of the action is based on the objective statistics of the action, of the distance. So that's an action of throwing a ball at a wall, and it just goes off of him. It happens to be we may know, or some of the witness may have had a speedometer and figured out that you're throwing it faster, but the objective criteria of the action is an action of throwing the ball at the wall. You know what I mean? And then it just went to koch of the wall. You know, if you happen to have more koch in there, that's kind of accidental. But throwing it a further distance, objectively the action is an action of, which is an action of killing. You know what I mean? Like, you have to define the action based upon the objective criteria, not based upon the speed that it actually was going, because it's not measurable after the fact. You know what I mean? Throwing the ball at the wall is imparting my koach into the ball to get it to the wall. Now what happens afterwards is the koach of the wall. Now it's true, I caused that, that's a grama. But if I'm throwing the ball at him, ricocheting it at him, then it's all my koach. It's using my koach to get the ball a very far distance. So what the action is the extent of my koach, whether it's my koach, or it's my koach is just to get the koach of throwing it at the wall, and then it's the koach of the wall, which I'm a cause of. So if it's koach of the wall, which I'm a cause of, then I'm butter. That's just the grammar. I mean, I'm not sure exactly why Rashi's arguing, but Rashi seems to be learning, like based on what we were talking about yesterday, is that there's two kinds of throwing. He's not looking at this whole thing altogether. You're throwing it at the wall. You're throwing it at the guy. Or throwing it at the target. But there's throwing, long-distance throwing, and targeted throwing. You know what I mean? It's basically throwing, right? There's a targeted throw, and there's a distance throw. And throwing off the wall is generically a distance throw, not a targeted throw. But either way, I mean, he's looking at the action as an action of throwing it at the target, at the thing that it's hitting. Not throwing it at the wall, throwing it at the ricochet. But it's just that the long distance, you know, the short distance is not in line with the nature of throwing it off of a wall. But it is definitely, the action is an action of throwing it at the target. It's just that we could deduce your stam das, if we didn't give you a hasra, we could deduce that you were trying to do a long throw, not a short throw. You are throwing it at a far target, not at a close target. So therefore it won't even be shogeg. But it's definitely the action is an action of throwing it at the target against, oh, you know, on the other side of the wall. He doesn't hold by this idea that when you throw it at a wall, because of that you because of the fact that you usually throw it far, that therefore the action of throwing it short is really just an action of throwing it at the wall. He doesn't have that whole idea. I mean, it's a chiddush. I mean, it's a new idea. I don't know, I'm not sure why he doesn't hold that. I mean, it is a new idea. I mean, because you could say, look, you're throwing the ball at the wall and it's bouncing off, and you know it's going to bounce off, and if that's throwing it at a target. Now, it's true, people usually try to throw it at far targets, and now, fine, so now you're throwing a short target, but it's still throwing it at the target. I mean, Tosas, the Rambam, and Rav Meir are positing a new idea, is that since it's the nature of walls to make things bounce off a little bit, if you throw it at a short target, you're basically just throwing it at a wall. You're not throwing it at a target. You're throwing it at the wall, and then the wall is doing its thing. I mean, it's a chiddush. I mean, that's how they're interpreting the chiddush of the Braisa. I mean, for whatever reason, Rashi didn't, they didn't go for it. It could be Rambam reads the Gemara the same way as within Rashi, is that in general, when people throw balls at the wall, what do? They go as close to the wall as they could, and they get good distance on it. That's the idea. That's the nature of that type of an action. There's an action of throwing at a target off a wall, where you go close to the wall and get a good target far away, the distance throw. That's that type of an action. But when you throw the ball, you don't throw it at a close target. If you're throwing it at a close target, you're not throwing at the target. You're throwing it at the wall, and then it just does what it does. You don't throw it at the target, you throw it right at the target, go right at the guy. It's a better shot, that's the nature, based on what we said in Rashi, that's just the nature of the thing. So therefore, when you throw it close, you're not throwing it at the target. It's not just that you didn't intend to do that. Rashi's learning is, you didn't intend to throw it at him, because when you throw off the wall, usually you're intending to go far. But look, if we know that you're intending. But the Rambam's already know, is like that's not an action of throwing the ball off the wall at a target. That's an action of throwing it at the wall. Throwing it off the wall at the target is that's a certain type of vehement action, which is throwing it at a distance, using the wall to ricochet it off. But throwing it at the wall, close, that's throwing it at the wall. And then whatever happens is just the natural properties of the wall. That's not your koach, that's the koach of the wall. So then you're just using the koach of the wall. You're just activating the koach of the wall, so you're a gorim. Okay, so let's see. So the water case inside, there's really two cases left. Two things left. Could we all do Pesach after this? I'm not sure. But let's see. So maybe tomorrow we'll get these two things. So the first case is like this. It says, Amar Rav Papa. It's like eight lines at the bottom. Hayman de kafse l'chav rev eshkola bitka demaya. So if a person ties up his friend and throws onto him like a... didn't you look up what bitka is? Exact meaning of the word. Rashi says hifnes merutzas maimalav. So there's like the flow of the water. The water is running, and you turn it onto him. That you angle the water flow to go onto him. So gire di dehu mechayev. So basically like your arrows. Gire is like your arrows. Those are like your arrows, or I think that's what gire means, and your chayev. Okay. So it's basically Rashi says. Hein chitzav, those are your arrows. V'harayuk is orik b'chetz, like you throw an arrow at him. Because the farish v'azel, shemayim ba'am v'koach rishon, alav miyad, because the water comes, the first power, directly onto him. Kigon shenicho samach l'sfasiyam, v'hasafa midrom. So basically the guy's right on the edge of the water, and the bank is like sloped down on the side of the river. So basically you direct the water, and it just goes right, you're just pushing water onto the guy, like directly onto the guy. So it's like the water, it's like your arrow. You're just pushing the water right onto him. Right, pushing the water right onto him. So what's the difference if you use an arrow or if you use the water flow? You tie him up on the side of the river. Okay. And the river, if you can imagine the water, the side of the river has like a little slope. Right? And you basically stand by the river and you put some sort of a piece of wood or I don't know, whatever, your hand. And you divert the water so it goes directly from the river flow, disrupt the flow of the river, and it goes right onto him. And it drowns him. You know what I mean? So basically you're pushing water. He's in a tied-up state where he can't move, and you're basically drowning him. You push throwing water on top of him. So what's the difference if you shoot an arrow at his heart, or you push water onto his face, or you know whatever? You're just drowning the guy. Okay, so it says that's a yichayev. So but then the Gemara has a twist. It says hani mi l'koch rishon al l'koch sheni grom ba'amahu. That's only if you're a first cause, first order cause. If you're two steps removed, then you're potter. So you would think maybe it means if you direct the water and it ricochets off of something, which ricochets off of something else, or, you know, maybe you'd learn that way. But Rashi says no. Koch rishon shepino lohem derech letzad zeh miyad naflo alav davikocha. That when you direct the water to the side, it directly, immediately falls on the guy. Because then it's your kocha. Al koch sheni shenicha racho ktsas. But if he's a little bit removed from the water, so the water from the river, ktsas, a little bit removed. He's not saying the guy's 100 mile away. It's a little bit, a few feet away. And the water doesn't fall on him immediately when they fall off of its banks. But afterwards it goes to the place where he is. It's on your grama. And it's not from your power. Right? So the problem is, I mean, isn't it just like a quantitative thing? I mean, it can never go immediately onto the guy. I mean, it's always going to go a little bit of a distance. Like, how exactly do you quantify this? It's a little bit, or, you know, immediately? I mean, what is immediately? He's an inch away. Well, has to travel that first half an inch to get to him. So he's half an inch, so the first quarter of an inch. What does that even mean? It goes immediately onto him? As opposed to if he's a little bit away? If he's 5 feet away, then no, it's not going immediately on him. But if he's 2 feet away, either way, it's going immediately on him. You're directing the water right onto him. Who cares if he's a little bit distance away? I mean, if you shoot an arrow, does the guy have to be a point-blank range to shoot a guy with an arrow? It goes a distance, right? You shoot an arrow at a guy. This is the thing. It's like your arrow. So the comparison to it. It's like you shoot an arrow at a guy. If you shoot an arrow at a guy and the guy's 10 feet away, you don't say, oh, that's it. It's not my call because it's not directly hitting the guy. That's arrows. Arrows have distance. They have range. So if my water is my arrow and I'm directing the water onto him, why isn't it like my arrow? Why is it that it has to be directly onto the guy? Otherwise, it's defined as koach sheni. What does that even mean? Second power, then a cause. I mean, it just doesn't really add up. I mean, it's hard to just have a pshat understanding of this thing. Okay? This is the first problem. In the next case, it says, Omer of Papa, Zorak Tzor L'maylov Halchol Tzad V'Harga Chayev. So if you throw a rock up, and it goes sideways and kills him, Yechayev. What does that mean? So Rashi, Derech Nefilas, Ochot Sod, Derech Nefilas, Shalom Nafla Kenegdo, it doesn't fall directly straight down. Elek Yeshihi Chozeres Laret Haysim Yisra Chekes, let's study him. It has like a trajectory, like it comes down, not directly down, but you have to put a little angle into it. So then you're going to be Chayev. Avalim Nafla Nochacha, the Harga, but if it falls right down, straight down, right, if it can't kill him, Potter. Then you put the Dalav Kochahu, because it's not your Koach, Elehi Chazer, Slars Meileha, it's falling on its own, gravity. So if you throw a big rock, you throw it directly straight up, so you'll say, look, what did I do? Look, it's gravity, gravity killed him, what did I do? I just caused it to get stuck in the gravitational field, but look, tough break, that's a cause. It's not my Koach is upwards. The rock came downwards, that can't be my Koach, it must be the cause of gravity. But if I throw it at an angle, if I throw it at an angle, a trajectory, so then, I mean, we'll read the Gemara, but then basically it's partially the koach of gravity and partially my koach, right? Because it's true, it's coming down, but I also gave it an angle, you know, in the X direction. Right? I also gave it a sideways motion. And the sideways motion is partially what's killing him. Killing him is the downward motion and the sideways motion, so that's my koach, right? Let's see, the Gemara says, it says, "I'm going to lay my papa. My time when mission the kochahu, because it's koach. He kocho tezalel. If he's saying it's because your koach is upward, right? Upward at an angle. So if it's really your koach, if you're saying it's your koach is just going on and on and on, so then it should just keep on going forever, right? But it's not going on upwards; it's going down. So if you put ilav kochahu, so you'll say so it's not your koach because your koach is up and it's going down. So you say it's just gravity which is killing him." Yeah, but then ilav kochahu tezel tachas. If it's really just not your koach at all, then the ball would have just come straight down, flat down, because gravity works downwards; it doesn't work sideways. So ella koach kachashu. So really, it's like your weak power. It's like partially your power. You're kind of giving it power. It's a mixture of your power and gravity. Rashi says, he says kot tezel el dachav milo zarka kenegdo. Well, suddenly you threw it upwards, not sideways. So if you just go. You threw it up, and it should have just kept going up. The lav, because right, you didn't throw it sideways; you threw it up. I mean, it had a little bit of an angle, but you're throwing it up. Ilav kochot tezel tachas tipol miyad kenegdo. Suddenly, if it's not your koach at all, It should have just fell straight down. Why would it go sideways? It's not your strong koach, it's a partial koach. The reason why it didn't go forever, because the strength of your throw gets weakened. Well, even and now the gravity overtakes and comes to the ground. Well, dying halachas he mixos kocha. So the koach which you put in it upwards that ran out, but the koach that you put in it sideways is still going. So it's partially your koach. So therefore your chayev. Okay, it's very funny. There's a lot going on here. It's a funny description. But what's if you just had to formulate a question? Is there a question you could formulate? The question is like I'm not saying, but is like so why you chayev for killing him with partial koach? I mean, first of all, more of the koach, Matt's saying more of the koach is probably going to be gravity, which I guess depends on the trajectory. It depends on the angle which you're throwing it, right? If you're throwing it at a steep angle, it's going to be very little of your koach. If it's a low angle, a small angle, then it's going to be a lot of your koach. But whatever. But the point is so what's the halacha? If two guys kill somebody, you're both pater. Okay? Two guys kill somebody. You can't be a team killer. Okay? Killer, you have to be your action. Not a team action. We're going to get to that. I think that's the next thing. Hikaros Avnei Adam Umeis Veimas Asen Zeh Peturim. Alright, so if you 10 guys smash a guy at the same time, you're all Potter. Okay, because this would be one Maeser Tzicha. You can't just have a team killing. It's not a Maeser Tzicha. So why don't you say here, so it's my Koach and gravity's Koach. So why should be Potter? Right, I mean, what's the idea? So there's two Koachs, okay? Two koachs. So it's the koach of the... Once you introduce that koach is the gravity is a koach. See, I could have said gravity isn't recognized. But once you see if you throw it straight up, apparently gravity is a separate thing. Separate from me. So now why didn't you say me and gravity are a tag team? So I should be potter because it's a team killing and I'm only one guy. But you don't say that. You're chayv. Okay? So these are the problems. Okay?